Hi, this is Charlotte Kennedy. It is August the 30th. It is the 27th day of Dog Days of Podcasting, and it is my 14th day. And in honor of Michael Butler, I am drinking a fine Tecate, and it is the first of the day. So for today's podcast, I guess I decided to jump on the marriage bandwagon and talk about marriage a little bit. And I'm very envious of, like, when I hear people say they've been married 21 years or for an extended period of time. My life has been a little different, and definitely not what I had planned as I was growing up, because I always wanted the Laura Ingalls mom-pa kind of marriage that went on forever and started when you're young and went on forever. And that is definitely not the road my life took. I did marry my high school sweetheart, and we married right out of college. And I knew even then that he had a heart condition. But anyway, I loved him and I wanted to marry him. And when we had been married, I guess, 7 years, he died. And Jonathan was 10, 11 months old then. So, you know, he was young to die, and I was left with a young son. And being the person that I am, I kind of, a year or so out, acted a little too hastily. I met someone, and I didn't think it all the way through, and I married again. And that was one of the biggest mistakes I've ever made, except that I got my beautiful Savannah out of it, because he was a very heavy drinker and abusive. And so as I realized the toll that that was going to take on the kids and me, I did get myself out of that, which is one of the best things I've done. So I definitely got off to a rocky start. And to that point, I'm trying to think of the word I'm looking for. I feel like I have always taken care of somebody my entire life. I mean, my parents were constantly fussing and arguing and growing up, and I was the peacemaker who felt like I had to make things better. And trust me, that didn't always work out very well. And then I married someone who was sick, and so I took care of him. And then I married someone who had all kinds of issues, so I was taking care of him and the kids. And so I've always felt like I was kind of the caregiver. And which brings me to Ken. And it is a very different kind of marriage after the others that I have been through. Feeling like I have to be the caretaker, and even with my father now, I do it instinctively, and part of it's the teacher in me too, that I had to almost retrain myself within the relationship that I don't have to always take care of Ken. Ken can take care of himself. I help when he needs it or when he wants it, but he doesn't need me to constantly do things for him or try to keep him from having to do things. And that has been very hard for me. And I think I was driving him kind of crazy for a while. And we've always said our biggest arguments are from trying to make the other one happy. I'm bad not to say what I want to do because I figure maybe he's not going to want to do it. And, I want to know what he wants to do. And he does the same thing to me. So that, and it actually makes us argue because we know the other one's doing it. It's like, just say what you want to do. So we're actually working through that. It has taken, like, even going out to eat. We had to devise a system. I pick this time, you pick next time. And so that has actually worked pretty well because it just makes it very structured so we know what to do. But that has been one of the biggest things for me. And like when I got home today, I was kind of dreading ironing my coat for the Fallout costume. And Ken had ironed it perfectly. It was hanging on the chair when I got home. And I was just like, I didn't even catch it at first or notice it, but it was ironed perfectly. And just little things like that, I've had to realize that it's okay for somebody to take care of me, and I don't have to feel guilty about that. So I think that's been one of the biggest struggles for me in marriage, is being able to do that and not worry about asking somebody else to do something. And I'm slowly but surely getting over that. I love to tell the story of our wedding. We went to a summer vacation to Gatlinburg, and we took Savannah and her best friend and Jonathan and his girlfriend. And I kind of mentioned it to the kids and my dad before we left. But when we were going to get married when we got there. We had no idea what we were going to do. So we're just kind of riding around the first or second day we got there. We're like, well, are we going to do one of the little chapels? Do we want to have somebody come to the cabin? And we happened to just pass a sign that said, Weddings by the Waterfall. And so that's where we ended up. And we had, I would call her almost a hippie chick, marry us by a waterfall with the kids and their friends in attendance. It was very casual and a lot of fun. So I always like to talk about how fun our wedding was with that. And I think the worst part of that was Savannah fixed my hair for me and she was straightening it and the flat iron was laying on the ground and she actually stepped on it while it was still hot and it literally stuck to her foot. So all through the wedding, she was like trying to stand as close to the water as she could to keep that foot in the water. She was very pitiful. I felt so bad for her, but even with that, it was a nice day and everybody had a good time. And I think I'm going to let you go on that. And I'm going to try to finish up the packing for Dragon Con and get everything ready for this wedding. So I hope everybody has a good night or day whenever you're listening to this. And it is Creative Commons License Attribution Share Alike version 3.0 unported.